I got caught up being stupid. Let me see if I can share my screen.
Mike, who's your tight end two?
Who did I have tight end two? I forgot who I wrote down. I know Sinnott is like four.
No.
What?
Wrong.
Mike, yeah. No. Mike, wrong. No.
Let's see who I have two. Yeah, I was actually surprised that you guys had him at two.
He's so good.
Let's see. I have to bring up my wide receiver doc because I did the tight ends on the wide receiver doc.
Wow. I'm just realizing, dang.
Oh, J2V on Sanders.
Boo! We, Walker and I talked about how we don't understand how people like Jatavion Sanders last week. Boo! Get out! Boo!
Then I have Kate Stover.
No!
He sucks.
Then Theo Johnson.
No! Mike, you built this out of... You built this in a lab to piss me and Walker off.
those are all terrible.
Walker and I last week.
None of those guys are in my top five tight ends.
Not one of them.
No
not
lie. Last week we talked about. I think all three of those guys were like, ugh, disgusting.
Terrible player. Cade Stover was our bad example of tight end who goes 4 yards into the flat and turns around.
I like his explosive ability.
Mike's being bullied right now. He doesn't appreciate it.
And then, what did I have? Tight end three was Jaheim Bell.
Uh-huh. We stand a short king.
It's right. Tight end four was Jared Wiley, right?
Yeah.
No, Jared Wiley for you.
Yeah, I had him four. You had Wiley five. You had
Westover? I had Jack Westover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then who did I have at five? I don't remember.
I'll get it. You had Sanders. You had Sanders.
Sanders at five. Mike, my Trey Regis pick was a Sac State boy.
Was he?
Marshall Martin the fourth.
I don't even know how Jeff ended up knowing who this guy was.
I saw him on a list and I was like, oh shit, Sac State boy. And I told you, I watched a highlight reel and the first highlight was him returning. He was on the hands team. He returned an onside kick for a touchdown.
Nice. And
Jeff was immediately like, I'm in.
I'm in, yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah. I was a 90s hacker voice. I'm in. All right, let's do this thing. Can you both see my screen with the draft?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. So we got...
All right. This draft is brought to you by Whole Foods, apparently.
Okay. And
the all-new Lexus GX.
Man, they think you are rich.
Yeah, right? You know what it is? It's because I look up so much car shit. I think because I'm always looking up Mercedes stuff because we're the Mercedes repair facility.
Yeah.
So they're like...
Oh, now you got a Honda.
Yeah. What's funny is if I go to...
It's in Spanish.
If I go to either... Yeah, Siempre Contigo. I get a lot of Hulu ads in Spanish, and I don't know why either.
We have a Bally Sports Detroit. We have a... an ad for a medication and it's in Spanish. It's so funny.
Muy bien.
Rebelsis.
Uh-oh, 45. Oh, man. Now it's recommending me Gardasil.
I don't even know what that does.
What the hell?
It's for HPV stuff.
Oh.
Damn. All right, chill. Chill, Pro Football Network. All right. Chill, Google targeted ads. My favorite brand of conservative post is when they're like, why do they think that I am into this sort of thing? And they're like, buddy, those are Google ads. Those are targeted by their search history. And they immediately delete it and act like it never happened.
That's right.
But my favorite type of post. All right. Where is the little recording timeline thing? There's the regular timeline, but where's the little recording timeline? All right. I'll just do a moment of silence then.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You can put all of this stuff in the episode. It was good.
Yeah, but I gotta get the little boom, 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 boom.
Oh yeah, just put that in now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco. Here with my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. we were talking, we had an idea, something nobody's ever done before. We are going to pretend like we are the teams drafting on Thursday, and we are going to make picks.
What is that called, Jeff? I don't know.
I don't know. We just invented it.
Look, guys. This is blowing my mind.
Let's call it a faux draft.
Faux draft. That sounds too, like, negative.
All right, hold on. Let me see. Synonyms for fake. Let's see. Forgery, counterfeit, sham, fraud, hoax, mock.
Mock. I like that idea.
Mock draft.
Okay.
That has a good ring to it. It really does.
I like it. So we're going to do the world's first ever mock draft for Thursday. But first,
we have created this NFL mock draft simulator that is in front of
us. We've created the Pro Football Network mock draft simulator.
Yes, we actually are the Pro Football Network overlords.
We bent space and time to our will. But first, I have to ask, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. Giants won today. Came back from that drubbing of 17-1 or something like that. That was horrible, and came back and won today. Pretty good, 7-3. So yeah, let's go.
Yeah, except this guy got me into Prize Picks, and I've only put in $20 of real money, and I got absolutely rinsed because I had Zach Gallen and Kyle Harrison not giving up any runs in the first inning.
That didn't happen.
And stupid Jung-Hoo Lee cracking a dinger. So
yep, right off the bat, first pitch.
Yep. So much for that. Walker, how are you? Did you play any disc golf today?
I did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was across the state playing disc golf. It was fun.
Yeah, so let's see, what did I do today? Nothing.
All right. Nice.
So we're going to do a mock draft. We each divvied it up. Luckily, it worked out where if Walker got the Lions, Mike got the Colts, and I got the Niners, it worked out. All, like, we could just go in order where I do one. I think Walker, you're two, right?
Yep.
And then Mike's three, and then we go like that, and we get our teams. So we'll go ahead and we'll get started, and I'm going to pretend like we didn't already make six picks in the doc earlier. I am the Chicago Bears. I'm on the clock, and I'm going to do something that I've never done in franchise history. I'm going to have a good quarterback. Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC, the easiest pick in the draft. Everybody's quarterback one. The closest you get to people saying that he's not quarterback one is people being like, is the gap between Caleb Williams and Jane Daniels not as big as we think? Which people post that, and then I did a tracker where I did a bunch of like quarterback ranks and consensus QB1 across the board. Comp to him for is Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes, that type of talent, just transcended. But he did drop from 0-1 because he does have fingernail polish and he cries. So, all right, Walker, you are next. Pick two. You are the Washington Commanders.
Can I have a new team? No, I'm just
kidding. You are the Washington football team.
Okay. the Washington Commanders, we're going to take, you know, we're going to shock the world. We're going to take Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina.
Drake May. Everybody's applauding. Roger Goodell's, you know, shaking hands, taking pictures. Why Drake May over Jaden Daniels?
He's better.
Interesting theory. All right. Mike, any thoughts on the first two picks?
I think that's, I don't know about Drake May going over Jaden Daniels, but it's going to be quarterback for sure.
Wow. Mike, standing up for the running quarterback.
Yes, for sure.
Wild.
And I don't know. I just see the boring Drake May in a boring offense like the New England Patriots, which means that since he was taken, they're actually going to have an exciting player in Jaden Daniels going at number three to the New England Patriots, who, as we know, can run, throw, do all those wonderful things. So I don't know who he's going to throw to. There's no one really there, but we'll find out. At least he can run because he's going to be running for his life.
Wow. So you're besmirching the good name of Kendrick Bourne and
Pop Douglas.
And Hunter Henry and Antonio Gibson.
It's hard to do, but yeah, I'm going to besmirch.
Walker and I said last week we were talking Jaden Daniels to the Patriots, and we developed the 3x13 offense.
Yeah,
where Jaden Daniels dumps it off to one of those guys 13 times, he bombs it out 13 times, and he runs 13 times a game. So that's the entire offense with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, so don't draft Jaden Daniels because he's going all right to the Patriots.
I hope that he jumps up to three. There's word that the Vikings might be jumping up to three, which would be interesting. I would much prefer him. Let's just say I would much prefer him with TJ Hockenson and Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison than Pop Douglas.
Yes.
And yeah, an injured Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah, that's unquestionably true.
Yeah. So with the fourth pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. Shocker. I'm very happy.
Jeff
that
got
a couple
really easy picks.
Yeah, I got a couple layups. I got a couple. These two are in pen picks already in the draft. Here's their wide receiver room: Michael Wilson, Chris Moore, Greg Dortch, Zach Pascal, Dan Chesina, Andre Bocellia, Jeff Smith, Daniel Arias, and Caden Davis. Now they have a real wide receiver.
Yeah, now they have a true number one receiver immediately that they desperately need.
Yes, he should immediately have 125, 130 targets coming right in.
Yeah, if not more.
All right, this is where we pause. Marvin Harrison goes to the Cardinals. Where do we draft him in redraft leagues this year?
Like DK Metcalf range?
So like late third, early fourth
back
round?
Back end, round three, yeah.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think back in three, early four, that somewhere around there, Kyler Murray should make good use out of him. So I'm not really too worried about the quarterback position there. Mm-hmm. And then they have enough surrounding weapons to at least keep Marvin Harrison not just getting covered by three defensive backs. I mean, he'll be double covered for sure. But
yeah, they have McBride, and, you know, Dortch can get open, and Connor's a good running back, so.
Yeah, right, Connor. Exactly. Connor's also a running back you have to worry about out of the backfield, so they can't just super focus in on passing downs on that. So, all right. So Marvin Harrison Jr. Goes to the Cardinals to be the fourth or fifth best wide receiver in the NFC West.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so, all right. And then with the fifth pick, we have the Los Angeles Chargers and Walker Kelly.
Yeah, that's me. I'm going for, I guess this is a bit of a surprise, but I feel like he's a Harbaugh dude. And that's Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia. I think Harbaugh wants his elite weapon, and he likes to use the tight end a lot in his offenses. I think this is a perfect player for him.
I do, actually. Like, I was shocked that you took Bowers at five, even though we talked about it last week. But then, yeah, the whole, like, they need a pass catcher, but Harbaugh wants a blocker. So why not both?
Right.
And get Brock Bowers. Okay, so then, Mike, we go to you and the New York. Actually, wait, Brock Bowers. Is he going to break the rookie tight end curse?
I don't know. I think whatchamacallit kind of broke it last year.
Laporta,
yeah. But will he be as good as Laporta? I'm going to say no.
Well, it'll be hard to be as good as Laporta. He was, what, tight end three last year?
Tight end one? Yeah.
What? Do you think he'll be better than tight end one this year, Walker?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, right, tight end zero.
Tight end zero. Okay.
Negative five.
Damn. Negative five? All right. So with the next pick, we have the New York Football Giants And that would be Mike Valverde picking for them. Mike, where are we going?
Yeah, with the Giants, the same kind of problem that the Cardinals have, and that's at the wide receiver position. There's really nobody there. Darius Slayton, Jalin Hyatt, Isaiah Hodgins, Miles Boykin. I mean, none of these names are anywhere near a number one wide receiver. So they're going to get a number one wide receiver in Rome Odunze out of Washington, 212 pounds, 6 foot two, RAS of a 9.9. So definitely an athlete, rack weapon, high-end agility. So the Giants finally, after all these years, I mean, they had Odell Beckham, but that was, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, that was a long time ago at this point.
And he only really had really a season and a half of really, really good football with them. So, I mean, there's no been there consistently really good, and Odunze has that opportunity now.
All right, so now we're going into the first pick that wasn't made yesterday because I had to, like I said before the episode, I had to stop these animals from doing the whole mock draft in the dock yesterday. So this one's pretty much, I think I actually started with three pretty easy ones in a row. Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison to the Bears and the Cardinals. And then at seven, the Tennessee Titans with their one of the worst offensive lines of football last year, like ranked about 20th in a lot of stats. They're going to shore up the left side of the line. Joe Alt, offensive tackle out of Notre Dame. The show my wife's watching just did a bunch of applause, so they like the pick. So yeah, I think it's pretty straightforward in terms of they need offensive line, and he is by all measures the first or second best offensive line talent in this draft, depending on what you value, pass block, run block, versatility, what have you. He should be the left side of that line for a long time. Unless he goes F this and quits on the Titans and goes somewhere else in 4 years. All right, so next up, we have the Atlanta Falcons and Walker again. I think they're going to go offensive weapon here. They don't have enough of those.
No, I won't be doing that, actually.
Okay. J.J. McCarthy.
I'm going to, I don't know. I mean, it's between two players, but I think they're close enough that you go with the bigger need. So I'll go edge rusher, Alabama, Dallas Turner.
Wow, so edge rusher at eight. Okay. So a little bit about Dallas Turner.
He is uber athletic. Just, you know, pretty big, very, very quick around the edge, pretty good edge setter in the run game, too. He's not going to just roll over in the run game. Mm-hmm. Didn't drop into coverage very much, but that's not really what you're drafting him for here. This scheme doesn't really do that much. He's got the highest ceiling of any pass rusher in this draft. I would say he's not necessarily the most pro ready. I think that'd probably be Latu, but I think that he's definitely got the most physical talent, and I think he should end up being productive.
All right, then. So now we move on to Mike and the Chicago Bears with their second pick in the top nine. And real quick, I have to ask, do we think in real life they'll be making both of these picks?
I lean no, but I could see them staying at nine.
Okay. All right, Mike, you're nine with the Bears. Do you think they keep the pick? And if so, who do they take?
Yeah, I think there's some pressing issues outside of what's available to them at this point. If they stay pat, I think they're going to go wide receiver. Okay. Even though they got Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, but Keenan Allen is long in the tooth and sort of showing his age, and that would be a really good replacement if they go wide receiver here. But they do have Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. So do they trade down and pick up, you know, another offensive tackle or someone to that effect? I can definitely see that happening. But since we're going to go in order here, and I do think they'll go wide receiver if they do nine, I'm going to go Malik Nabers out of LSU. Nabers, who's 6 foot tall, 199 pounds, kind of small, but does have a 9.6 RAS score. And he's sort of like DJ Moore. He has really thick legs, very powerful and vertical threat.
Yeah, I think that that's a good complement to the receivers that they already have with Moore and Keenan Allen. And then they have a couple underneath guys with Cole Kmet and then Gerald Everett. I think that he can help stretch the field and make things a little bit easier on Caleb Williams. Walker, how do you feel about Malik Nabers to Chicago?
I think this is probably the right pick here. They're not really in need of a corner. They could go Fashanu. I mean, that wouldn't be a bad pick either. But I don't think they're going to take tackle back-to-back years in the top 10. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think this makes sense and probably the best pick they could make here.
Yeah, and speaking of Olu Fashanu, the Jets had the third worst pass block win rate offensive line last year and the fourth worst run block win rate. So, tackle, Olu Fashanu out of Penn State. Maybe Aaron Rodgers will play more than four snaps this year with Fashanu protecting him. Who knows? We'll see. Although, yeah. I do want to say that I actually don't know the play that Aaron Rodgers hurt his Achilles. I don't know where that pass rush came from because I was at work when it happened, and I said, I will never watch the first four plays of Aaron Rodgers' Jets career. Those will remain in a complete mystery to me. I have no idea what happened, so I'm just going to keep it that way. I'm never going to go back and watch it. So
you have a dead zone in your football memory.
Yep. All right, so now we're on to the Minnesota Vikings, first of two picks they have in the two picks in the first round because they traded for Houston's pick. So at 11, a lot of people don't think they're picking at 11. They think they're packaging these picks to move up. But Walker, do they need to move up? Because I think they might be getting their guy here.
Yeah, I mean, in this circumstance, it ended up going that the Giants didn't take him. So J.J. McCarthy falls to 11. I think this seems to be who Minnesota is looking at. I think, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd make this pick if it were my decision, but I think that I use that as a tiebreaker usually between prospects, and this is, I mean, overwhelmingly likely if he's here.
Yeah, I think it's high for McCarthy. Mm-hmm. If you went by, like, most guys, like, ordinal ranks, like, their number 23 pick is a more appropriate pick for it, but then you have to get past the Saints, the Raiders,
the Broncos,
the Seahawks,
right? The Rams, even
the Steelers.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's a real gauntlet there. And then if you blow that, you're going to be stuck with are we really going to use our second first round pick on Bo Nix? So who might not even be there? So, all right. So JJ McCarthy, is he going to be fantasy relevant his rookie year? Do we think?
I mean, if he starts, then probably he'll be a streamer.
Okay. Let me ask you both this. If it's JJ McCarthy, is Justin Jefferson still going to be wide receiver one?
No.
No.
Where is he? What do you think? Four? Three?
Something like three. That. I would say, yeah, probably three. I would put Chase and Lamb ahead of him in that circumstance.
Okay, what if they trade up and it's May or Daniels?
I mean, if it's Daniels, I still don't think he'd be wide receiver one. If it's May, he's got a better chance, but any rookie quarterback for is not going to be good news.
Rookie quarterbacks don't sustain wide receivers, top-end wide receivers for fantasy. Mike, what do you think?
I honestly don't think JJ McCarthy's all that good. So
get him.
I see him as an average quarterback.
Noted Michigan hater Mike Valverde.
Yeah, right. He's gonna be someone that's serviceable, but he's definitely not going to turn out to be worth the 11th pick of the draft. But I think that that's where he's gonna fall because. If Walker didn't go J.J. McCarthy at 11, I would have gone J.J. McCarthy with Denver at 12. So he's going to go, you know, in that range.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. So now we have the Denver Broncos picking at 12 with who is their quarterback now?
Jarrett Stidham.
Stidham? Yeah. All right, Mike. So are they taking Bo Nix? Are they taking Michael Penix? Are they going somewhere else? What are they doing here?
They're going to ride with Ben DiNucci.
Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to go quarterback here. They're going to go defensive back and Terrion Arnold.
Terrion Arnold, top-ranked guy on Pro Football Network's simulator on my tracker. Terrion Arnold, the CB2 by consensus. So,
I think he is the best defensive back in the draft.
He was CB1 in half of the people that I tracked to look at this. So I did. I tracked Brugler, Jeremiah, PFF, ESPN, CBS, and Tankathon. They have three of them have them as CB1, three of them have them as CB2. None of them have them as CB3. So at worst, the second.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. I'm assuming the other one is Mitchell.
Yeah, Quinyon Mitchell.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Alrighty, so now we're on to the Raiders, and we're back to me. So the Raiders, they need most things.
Yeah, they're not very good.
They need most things. So I was stuck here. I want to go edge here, and I'm stuck between Latu and Verse, who are pretty much the next two guys. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go Latu here. Higher ranked guy, 6'4", 259, 937. Actually, you know what? I'm going to let the Raz do the thing. Ooh, Jared Verse, higher Raz. Let's go. Boom, Jared Verse. 13 to the Raiders. I let the Raz do the talking because I'm going to be really honest here. I can assess team needs. I'm not great at assessing edge talent, so I'll let the Ras do the talking here. Jared Verse, who Verse and Latu are pretty much tied for consensus number two edge behind Dallas Turner from my tracker. So I let the Ras do the talking. Sure. So, yeah. All right. Thoughts on Jared Verse?
High motor, strong, heavy hands. Definitely athletic enough and big enough to get the job done. Won't fold against the run. Drops into coverage pretty well. He's well-rounded. He's a little bit of an older prospect. He started his college career at Albany, so you worry if he's a little bit maxed out, maybe. But high floor here.
I would say that, he visibly lacks elite hip flexibility and bend when attempting to roll through the apex. I mean,
yeah, that sounds about right.
That's the first thing that jumps off the screen when you see him. Definitely didn't click on his name here. All right.
I definitely can't see the player info thing on the screen.
Yeah. All right. So let's go on to 14 with the New Orleans Saints, another team that needs most things.
They're going to take the other edge rusher, Latu Latu, out of UCLA.
All right. So Latu Latu, thoughts on him?
He's another guy who's very well-rounded. I mean, he's not as great against the run, but he is just a complete pass rusher. He can get it done with power. He can get it done with speed. He's athletic. He has multiple moves. He's very polished for a young player. Should step in and immediately be a starter. I think not as high of a ceiling as Turner. Turner could be truly like a game wrecker if developed correctly, but Latu is going to be really good. I would comp him to like Harold Landry.
Okay. That's a pretty good pick here for the Saints. So I would have gone left tackle because their tackle situation is beyond dire and they're going to get somebody killed. But that's what I would have done. But you can't fault going edge there. So, Mike, your boys, the Indianapolis Colts, what are they doing?
They really need defensive help. Wide receiver wouldn't be too bad either. But looking at what's available, I think they'll pass on that at this point and go with Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo.
All right. The other top cornerback we were talking about earlier.
Exactly.
So, all right, going some defensive help there. And so now we're back to the Seahawks. They need not as much. They need like some interior offensive line help, some D-line help, cornerback help. I think that they will. Let me double check here. Mm-hmm. What I think they might do. Because now I'm second guessing myself. Every time we get to the Seahawks, I'm like, is my inner 49ers fan just making me be like, they're going to take Frank Gore Jr. in the first round. Although given their history of first round picks, they might.
I mean, they'll probably take somebody weird.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably will.
I don't know. I mean, you said they need interior line help to take.
I'm thinking they take. I'm just going to give them Murphy. I think I'm going to give them Murphy.
Okay.
Yeah. Byron Murphy. I don't know how to evaluate defensive tackle talent, but I liked watching him. It was fun. I think he and Johnny Newton, who I do not ask me to say Johnny Newton's real first name. I do not know how to say it, but I think they're both, you know, they have their DL1 and DL2. My brain was like, say DT, say DL. They're interior defensive line 1 and 2 in this draft. You know, personal preference. I liked watching Murphy a little bit more. So, you know, elite defensive tackle there. So I'll send him to the Seahawks. To get killed by the guy the Niners draft.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Jackson, so now we're on to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, that's right. This is a tough one here. Because the way the board has fallen, there's a lot of tackle talent
still there available. Is. Yep.
The defensive backs haven't quite fallen great for Jacksonville here. They could take receiver as well. I think they'll take a guy who's a little bit more versatile on the offensive line, who can go inside if he wants to here. Troy Fautanu, from Washington.
Yeah, Troy Fautanu, who depending on my tracker, different guys put him at, they'd list him as guard or interior offensive line or tackle. He can kick inside or outside. So I think that type of versatility will be good for the Jags.
Yeah. I mean, that's the tiebreaker, really, because they don't necessarily desperately need an out and out tackle, but they do need to improve their offensive line. So I think him falling out of the top 16 picks is something that they would enjoy.
I mean, you're just soaking up a talented player at an area of need that fell. I mean, that's just smart drafting, which is exactly why Trent Baalke is going to take like Kool-Aid McKinstry instead.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to take.
Is anybody hurt? Who's hurt? Who tore their ACL?
Oh, shit. Well, Newton had an injury, but he's good, so you won't take him. Maybe Latham?
Maybe Latham because he tore his ACL. No, you know who they'll take? What the hell is that guy's name? Oh, my God. Jonathan Brooks. He's coming off injury. It's perfect. It's perfect.
And we hate Travis Etienne.
Yeah, they hate Travis Etienne. He's coming off of an injury. It's the perfect move. Mm. So, all right, Mike, you're on to the Bengals, who might not have T. Higgins, who don't have. Where's Tyler Boyd end up?
Pittsburgh.
Is that right?
Maybe.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
No. No, he's a free agent.
Oh, never mind.
He went to Pittsburgh.
Yes, he did.
So, free agent, Tyler Boyd. Mike, do the Bengals address the wide receiver room, or do they get Joe Burrow some more protection?
I think they get Joe Burrow more protection and grab out of Georgia Amarius Mims.
Amarius Mims. All right. Rams will do the same thing. They're also going to grab some offensive line help because they actually have a first-round pick. So in real life, they'll probably trade it for like six fourth rounders or something, but I'm going to, they're going to take, hold on, let me double check my tracker here. They will take, I'm going to give them Talese Fuaga out of Oregon State. Give him some help along that offensive line. Make sure Matthew Stafford doesn't die.
That's always a good thing.
They definitely don't need a interior line right now, but tackle is not great.
It's a problem. It's a problem. Actually, I should give them like a, I was actually kind of thinking that they might replace Aaron Donald with like maybe like Newton.
I think if Murphy's there at 19, they'd consider it, but I don't think, I just think teams are a little reticent on Newton because of the foot injury.
That's fair. All right, so 20, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers. They don't need quarterback help. They have two great quarterbacks.
They have two quarterbacks,
Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. They lost Deontay Johnson. So now it's the George Pickens show.
That's right.
So where are we going for the Steelers?
It'll continue to be the George Pickens show because the most Steelers-ass player ever has fallen to this pick. And they need interior offensive line help. So Graham Barton from Duke is going to Pittsburgh.
That's who was going to beat up. That was who was going to beat up on Byron Murphy.
Oh, he is never falling to 31. I'm sorry, Jeff, but you got to let that go.
Let me control this draft. Actually, I was going to have the Eagles take him, so I knew he wasn't going to.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fair.
Either way, he was going to the state of Pennsylvania. So now look, we're
this
going.
Guy, I mean, I kind of want to hear Mike, what do you think about Barton? Because I want to hear what you think about him.
I really don't know too much about Barton.
Oh, really? So, okay.
Yeah. I didn't really do inner line or outer line study this year.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Cause he's an absolute mauler. He played tackle at Duke.
He's super versatile. Yeah.
But he projects almost as a center. And I think he's got like Frank Ragnow level potential to me.
Yeah, everybody's talking about how because he's played so much along the line that he's like one of the smarter guys to come out, and he's an absolute beast. The reason he is not playing tackle is because his arms are he's too small for it. Like he absolutely could play it, so they're like, just put him at the smartest position.
Yeah, pretty
much. Make him a center, but you can put him anywhere if you needed to. So that's why I had him going to the Eagles to be like maybe he can. They can keep doing the tush push without Jason Kelsey. That's why I was having him go to the Eagles. That's because fair. I figured that that's what they were hyper focusing in on because it's such a big part of their offense. And so, all right, now we are going to the Miami Football Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins.
Miami Mike. That's Mike in like a Hawaiian shirt.
Yes,
like,
Mike's new persona. He's got Cuban links on.
Miami Mike, who are we taking?
I think they're going to go edge here, and the best edge defender available right now is Karate Chop Robinson.
Karate Chop Robinson out of Penn State. All right, so I got the Eagles. So Philadelphia Eagles here, they also need a lot. Most of it is in the secondary. So I'm going to have them take, do I want them to take a safety? Cooper DeJean's kind of a tweener.
Yeah, he can play either.
Yeah, I'm going to save Cooper DeJean maybe for the 49ers and have them take Nate Wiggins, cornerback out of Clemson.
Yeah, I think that's a solid pick, honestly.
Yeah. I think the Niners would better use that tweener skill set than the Eagles. And also, I would like them to have that tweener skill set back. So, all right, 23. We've got Walker picking for did you get both Vikings picks, Walker?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay. Walker picking for the Vikings again. I was going to say, I thought you took J.J. McCarthy. So, yeah, got Walker with the Vikings again. What are we doing here?
Oh, the Vikings are going to continue the legacy of Harrison Smith and take Cooper DeJean here.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Safety out of Iowa. But we were just talking about him. He's more of a tweener type.
I'm going to list him as DB.
DB, yeah. I was watching, I almost said Howard Cosell, Greg Cosell, talk about, it would have been weird if I was watching Howard Cosell. He was talking about Dejean, and he was talking about how they think, a lot of evaluators think he might be a little too stiff to be a cornerback in the NFL, and that he probably will have to be safety, like, full time. Like, they might try him at corner, but he will probably get burnt. So,
yeah, I don't know about that, but.
All right. So now we are back to Mike and the Dallas Cowboys. And because it's the Dallas Cowboys, let me scroll down here. They're going to take, I'm going to keep going. Spence. Oh, here we go. We'll give him Spencer Rattler.
Oh my gosh.
I think they'll pass on Spencer Rattler at this point, but they definitely will look at offensive tackle and the guy out of Alabama, J.C. Latham.
J.C. Latham. They're not taking any running backs here.
No.
Come on. How much of a Dallas Cowboys thing would it be for them to take Marshawn Lloyd at 24?
No.
That would be awesome.
No, they wouldn't do that.
They're stupid, Walker. They're a dumb football team.
I could see them taking a bad receiver at 24.
So, Xavier Worthy?
Adonai Mitchell?
I said it first. I got there first, Walker.
I let you.
All right. All right. So now I'm back. It's me. Jeff, we're doing the Green Bay Packers. I'm trying to think. They have wide receivers out the ass. Let's see. They could use some interior line help.
Then they could probably use corner.
Yeah. I'm going to give they'll take Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback, Alabama. Because what are they going to do without Jair Alexander doing dumb things all the time?
Let's replace Jair Alexander with the same personality.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Kool-Aid McKinstry, off at 25 to the Packers. Things are going horribly for my Niners, and I am putting a hand in there, and I am doing that, and I hate it.
Yeah, that's tough for you.
It is tough for me. That's okay. I'm all set up for the Niners to take Adonai Mitchell at 31.
Okay.
All right. We're on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, surprise playoff team last year. They're running a lot of their offense back, but what are they doing at 26?
Well, I think he's fallen far enough. I think that Tampa Bay will plan ahead for the eventual receiver need, and they're going to take Brian Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Brian Thomas, I was thinking about how, like, Brian Thomas, everybody has him at 4, but he just feels like this, just like, cause he's not one of the big three. He feels really unsexy to a lot of people, but I think he'll be a solid receiver for a while, for a long time. Yeah, so
I think he profiles as a good number 2 receiver.
Yeah. So I think him, you know, starting in a couple years, him and Chris Godwin, they'll be a decent 1-2 punch for the Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. And Arch Manning after they bought him out.
Okay.
All right. 27. We have the second of the 2 Cardinals picks. Mike, where do the Cardinals go at 27?
They really need to shore up that defensive line, get some bigger athletes in there. Therefore, they're going to go Johnny Newton out of.
Boo! No!
Walker, you can bribe me into picking somebody else. I control the draft. Yeah. I can leave Johnny Newton for the Lions.
No.
All right. The Buffalo Bills, in an absolute coup, sprint. They sprint to the podium, and they take the wide receiver 1 in this class.
Shut up.
No, they have to take a wide receiver. They have to. So I like Adonai Mitchell more than Xavier Worthy. So Adonai Mitchell, your Buffalo Bills, let's go. And that leaves the Lions to take Xavier Worthy.
No. Yep.
Michael Penix. They're going to take Penix. Do it.
They're not going to do that either. No, I honestly was really banking on Newton getting once he got past like Green Bay. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get him for sure, because I know Jeff's taking Mitchell at 28, and I just did not expect Mike to sneak in there.
Walker put their thumb on the scale, being like, you know, the Packers could use a cornerback.
I absolutely did. 100%. I was literally thinking, I was like, I got away with it.
Mike's got my back.
Rusher is a need. Defensive line is a need. Offensive line's a little bit of a need. I think they just are going to go best player available here. I mean, with the board looking the way it does, I think the best pick here is Jackson Powers Johnson.
Son of a bitch. Walker, I don't like it.
I know you don't, but
the Niners need interior offensive line help.
Still a guy that is good.
Yeah. All right. So now we're on to the Ravens.
Well, the Ravens definitely need a quarterback. So.
Oh my God. We are playing the hits, baby. You wanted an encore? You want the mock draft? We're doing all the famous football absurdity bits.
Oh man. Number 30, they're going to go Bo Nix out of Oregon.
Shut up, Mike.
Bo Nix.
No, they'll go wide receiver here, and the best one available is Xavier Worthy out of Texas.
Mm. Cool. That's fun.
Yeah, he is worse than Adonai Mitchell. I agree. Wrong. All right. This sucks, man. Niners will take Tyler Guyton.
Okay.
They need an offensive lineman. He's not one of the ones I wanted, but they need one. And all the offensive linemen are gone. All the corners are gone.
Yeah, so that's true.
Stupid Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So we finished this up with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure where to go here, honestly. They're not in desperate need of an offensive lineman. They could take one, but they're not in desperate need of one. They could take a receiver. They do have a need there. I just don't really know if any of these guys that are remaining are worth it. You know what? Let's replace Marquez Valdes-Scantling with somebody who can actually like do something with the ball. Let's go Keon Coleman here.
Ladd McConkey it is.
Ladd.
Oh.
Ladd McConkey it is. All right, Keon Coleman, last pick of the first round. So, let's recap a little bit. So we got no surprise at the top, Caleb Williams to the Bears. Drake May, Jaden Daniels. We didn't talk about those three. For a fantasy draft, who are you taking first this year?
Of those three,
Caleb. If they go in those positions.
If they go in those positions, then I think I would take them in that order.
Okay.
Are we talking Superflex? Or are we talking?
Well, you're just saying out of the three.
Just in terms of fantasy.
Yeah, finish. For fantasy redraft, like how do you think these three finish in fantasy this year? Like in order.
Oh, how do they finish? Yeah, the first three.
Yeah. So Caleb, May, and Jaden Daniels. What order do they finish in fantasy this year?
And those are the teams they go to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with Walker. That's how it finishes.
I'm going Caleb, Daniels, Drake May.
You're falling for the hype.
I'm falling for that he's going to rush the ball 100 million times. It's the Anthony Richardson formula from last year. But hopefully he won't. Mike, cover your ears. Be an idiot and break in half because he doesn't know how to take a hit at the NFL level. Okay, Mike, un-earmuffs.
Un-earmuffs? Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, and then Marvin Harrison at four. We talked about him. Brock Bowers, Roma Dunze to the Giants, Malik Nabers to the Bears. Who do you prefer this year?
I mean, I think you got to go with Rome. He'll be the number one receiver immediately.
The only receiver.
Right. I mean, Darius Slayton's not bad, but he definitely is. He's like a good wide receiver three or decent wide receiver two. He's not a number one. So Odunze will get the most targets, whereas Nabers almost assuredly won't in Chicago. and he has a rookie quarterback. So,
okay, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Same reasons. Number one wide receiver, and it's he's going to be a target hog. So,
I also agree. Also, Darius Slayton with the most hilarious holdout ever, bro. You're Darius Slayton. Stop it.
Are he's holding out for sure?
Well, he's like he says he's not showing up because he wants a new contract. I mean, it's non-mandatory workouts, it's voluntary workouts, but it's like, come on, man, you're Darius Slayton, dude, chill.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. All right, let's see from there. Big run of non-fantasy guys.
Well, McCarthy at 11.
Like I said, non-fantasy guys.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, J.J. McCarthy is gonna be what, like quarterback 16?
Yeah, I mean he will run a little, but not that much. With the weapons around him, I mean, he can definitely do pretty much exactly what Nick Mullins did in relief last year, which was a good streamer. When you had a good matchup, you could play him. When you don't, you leave him on waivers.
Yeah. And then, yeah, big run of no fantasy guys. Then Brian Thomas. I don't think Brian Thomas is going to do anything this year for fantasy. He's going to be the wide receiver 3 there.
Right.
Right. Yeah. If he goes to Tampa, then, yeah, he's not a guy I'll be looking at much.
Okay, no bits. Bits off to the side. Adonai Mitchell, he's the wide receiver 1 in Buffalo. Like, indisputed, it's him and Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, I think Samuel out-targets him.
You think Samuel out-targets him? Okay. But then it's Khalil Shakir, Justin Shorter. So, I mean, there is a world where I think he's getting up somewhere between, like, 80 and 110 targets this year.
I think that's fair.
It's possible. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and so I think he's going to settle what? Like a wide receiver 3? Like a wide receiver 30. Wide receiver 30 is the over-under.
I mean, he will not come close to that.
I don't know. I'm hearing shades of what we talked about with Jordan Addison last year.
Jordan Addison was good, at least.
Wow.
Damn.
What the fudge? What the fudge, Walker? So where do you think he finishes? Like a 40? 50? 60?
Oh, my God. probably like wide receiver 45 would be my guess.
Gross.
I'd say 35 to 40.
All right. That's fair how we all shake out. I think he's 30, 35. Mike's 35 to 40. Walker's 40 to 45.
Yeah, so he'll finish wide receiver 38.
Yeah, pretty much.
He'll do the thing where he'll get hurt for like 7 games. So it'll be like, okay, so in these games, he's wide receiver X. In these games, he's wide receiver Y. Overall, he's wide receiver Z. And then we're all correct. All right, Xavier Worthy, trash.
Xavier Worthy, more useful real life player than fantasy player.
He's, what if Devin Duvernay was good?
Yes.
That's what he is, which is an incredibly helpful role for the Ravens, but not in real life. And then Keon Coleman, I think his value all depends on if Rashee Rice is in a jail cell or not. am I wrong?
No, a lot of it has to do with that. I mean, if Coleman is, if Rice isn't available week 1, then Coleman, I think, is the number 1 receiver on the team.
Over Hollywood?
Oh, never mind. I forgot about Hollywood. Number 2 receiver on the team. And in that case, then he'll have some good weeks. If he's the number 3 receiver, behind Rice and Brown, plus with Kelsey there, then he won't be very relevant.
Yeah, we've already done this with a bunch of receivers.
Okay, Coleman is like better than like Sky Moore and stuff.
Sure, but there are some people who thought that Sky Moore was as good as Keon Coleman as we think Keon Coleman is now. Like,
oh yeah, like, sure, uh-huh.
Like. So we've done this a bunch of times. Kadarius Toney went, what, 18 for the Giants?
Something like that. I don't know. Yeah. Something ridiculous.
So it's not like they haven't tried this with high end talent before. It's just the way that the offense is built. It's just not built for a lot of wide receivers, at least not until Travis Kelce retires after this year, after he and Taylor Swift announced their first baby.
Correct, as predicted by the TH Fantasy fellows.
That's right. That's right. Well, no, they said if he does knock her up, then he can secure the bag forever.
Yeah, then, yeah, right. Yeah, major bag alert.
Yeah, but no, it's actually so that they can endorse Joe Biden. The baby's name will be Joseph Robinette Kelsey Swift.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey teaming up to make Joe Biden dictator.
That's right. That's right.
And then he dies like the next year.
All right. So this is what we're going to do now. So I'm going to run the mock draft simulator through 6 rounds. And now we're going to do a 7th round mock draft.
Hell yeah.
No, we're not.
No. Oh, damn.
We're not sickos. All right. So that'll do it. Next week,
speak
we
for
are.
Yourself.
All right, Mike is a sicko. Mike, I will leave the recording going.
Oh, I'm also a sicko.
Yeah.
Jeff's the only normal person.
Yeah,
we're gonna run it back 7 rounds live.
That should be like a Patreon challenge.
I saw there was
If we get a certain amount of patrons, we have to do a 7 round mock draft next year.
Please no. Move the Sticks did just defensive players, and they were like, "Oh, these guys are terrible," because it's not a good class for defensive players this year. So, we'll be back next week. We'll be talking the draft, and then the week after that, every team will have all their players, and we can start being really stupid about things and putting Brock Bowers as like tight end 6 or something.
Yeah, why not? Who cares? I can't be wrong right now. My opinion will change by August.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's great. Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver 1.
Bloviation season is upon us.
All right. So for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Draft, 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 draft.